Oh my God, are you losing money? Are you literally flushing money down the toilet? Don't tell me you're making this one big mistake that could be losing you thousands. Or am I being a little bit cheeky? Because I want to demystify something that has given feng shui a bad rep, and we've got to dispel that now. So let's go.
I just want to give people a place to go to get information. I want them to enjoy learning about qi and how it's easy to learn about it and affect change in your own life. So Qi Pro is here for the curious seekers and for the professionals looking to get ahead. It's the bottom line. I want to empower people with information because the one thing that can't be taken from you is your knowledge.
And therein lies the absolute secret to what we're going to be talking about. Knowledge. We've really got to talk about this because so many people panic that their toilet lid, if it's left up, that their finances are going to be flushed down the toilet. Well, I've got a lot to say about this. So it's come up so many times and I'm like, seriously, we're still talking about this. So let's have it out here and now. So first of all, feng shui is the ancient Chinese practice of harmonizing with your surroundings, okay? And it's gained immense popularity in recent years, which I love because that's my world and I love it and I love helping people. It's more than arranging furniture, but it can be selecting specific colors for a room, selecting room assignment. It's looking how to use feng shui in the person's life to bring harmony and prosperity into their lives. It truly is the most fascinating part of my work and I love, love, love it. But there's one belief that has caused so much confusion and worry about so many people, and I'm asked it all the time. So, I mean, I'm being a bit cheeky now and I'm laughing, but if you were to ask me this question, I'm not going to laugh at you. I understand where this question comes from. And I just, it's just such an interesting topic, so we're going to talk about why. So I want to bust the feng shui myth about toilets flushing money away. So we've got to go backwards a little bit. So for centuries, people have followed a theory that advised them to not place their toilets in certain areas of their homes because it was believed to drain their wealth and finances. So this idea stemmed from the belief that the toilet, being a place of waste and disposal, right, we can all agree on that, also symbolizes the disposal of one's money. The toilet flushes waste away, money gets flushed away. I'm like, okay, makes no logical sense to me, but let's keep going. So as a result, people have become hesitant and even fearful of having a toilet in their designated wealth area. Now I'm going to use air quotes for this that you can't see, wealth area. I'm laughing because I actually did it for myself, like you can see me, but whatever. The fear of losing money through the toilet has led to some extreme measures, such as avoiding using a toilet in the supposed wealth area altogether, or even going to the extent of not purchasing a property if there is a toilet in that area. But is there any truth to this myth, or is it just another superstition? We're going to debunk it. Firstly, it's important to understand that feng shui is not a one-size-fits-all solution. What may work for one person or space may not work for another. It's a highly personalized scientific connection. Each individual's energy and their surroundings are unique, and the principles of feng shui should be used as a guide rather than a restrictive set of rules. Okay, I don't believe in restricting rules. I think rules are guidelines, and we have lots of room to work in them. Having a toilet in a particular area may not affect everyone in the same way, or affect anyone at all. And the mention of wealth area, that's the first one I want to talk about. That's problematic, because Western feng shui has popularized that the wealth area is this one place. It's this always in a home, it's always, and I think they call it the Southeast, is their wealth area. Really? Why? How can you tell me that every home, the Southeast is the wealth area? Or maybe if they've got a secondary one right now too, maybe they say the North is the wealth area or something. How? How can you possibly know that? That's like saying every woman wears size 6 high-heeled shoes and she looks good. Really? I couldn't possibly wear a size six shoe, and I wouldn't look good in high heels because I'm not comfortable in them. So it's bullshit. And this is what we need to remember about feng shui. There is no one size fits all. There is no designated wealth area in the feng shui. It's a misnomer in the Western feng shui. Now in real feng shui, in the classic feng shui that I practice and that I'm trained in, we can find out where wealth is, but it's not the same area for every home. There'll be an area that has wealth Wi-Fi that you can tap into to increase your wealth. The main principles of feng shui revolve around creating a harmonious and balanced living space and don't involve flushing anything away. They really, really don't. Having a toilet in an area identified as the wealth area of your home does not mean that your money will be flushed away. Okay, it just doesn't. There's no logic to this. If you've worked with a feng shui master like myself, and we've identified where the opportunities to enhance wealth are, it won't matter if your toilet is in that same location. In fact, if I've worked with you and I've said, oh, hey, your master ensuite, your primary ensuite is actually where current wealth comes in. That's amazing. You know why? Because you use that bathroom every day. So it's a very active space. So you are constantly activating the Wi-Fi energy there. Brilliant. Okay. Absolutely brilliant. So what's more important is how you design and maintain the space, not so much what's in it. It's if it's a good area that we want to use, are you using it? And how is it the space designed? And if there's a toilet there, if it's clean, well-maintained, and surrounded by positive energy, the environment, it will not have any negative impact on your finances. The idea of a toilet symbolizing the flushing away of money is simply not supported by myself or true feng shui theory. The toilet is an essential part of our daily lives, and it should not be viewed as a symbol of waste and negativity. Instead, it should be seen as a functional and necessary aspect of our home. So instead of worrying about the location of your toilet, focus on decluttering and organizing your space, incorporating natural elements, and allowing natural light to flow in. These are all factors that have a more significant impact on creating a prosperous living environment. The myth of money being flushed away through the toilet is exactly that, a myth. Feng shui is proven to be beneficial and creates a balanced and harmonious living space. And having a toilet in an identified wealth area does not automatically equate to financial losses. Now remember, wealth area, where a professional has identified it when they've actually done the feng shui of your home, like myself. Not what something you find on the internet that says, oh, the southeast is your wealth area. Make sure it's clean and tidy and there's no toilet there, for goodness sake. Bullshit. Okay, I call it out as it is. The key lies in maintaining a positive and balanced energy in your home. And the location of your toilet should not be a cause for concern. So release your worries and embrace the functionality of a toilet in your home without fear. My last word on this, the big question that comes up even after I've said everything I've said, close the toilet lid to save your money. Seriously. Seriously, are we still here? No, not true. However, I understand why this one has come about. I understand why you've considered this, as it's gained a popular following. So it just seems like, oh, shut the lid and then we'll be fine. No, keeping the toilet lid down purely for health reasons, and I'm going to explain that a bit more. But I want to say, first of all, when a toilet flushes, it activates the germs that are sitting in the toilet bowl up into the surrounding area. What's in that surrounding area? Usually your toothbrush and other personal items, right? That you put in your mouth, on your face, brush your hair, all those things. Closing the toilet lid is for health reasons. And unless you stand there, empty your wallet into the toilet and then flush, your money is safe. Now, what I wanted to say about why I understand this one I do understand where it came from. There is a root here on this one, okay? And what it is, if the main breadwinner of the home gets sick because we're flushing the toilet, germs are going up, landing on the toothbrush, he or she brushed their teeth, and then they're sick with the flu and they miss work, paycheck is potentially affected. Income is affected. So you can see where this came from, right? I do get it because I'm a logical person. I love to follow the clues. And I understand where this came from. But the fact is, it's been blown out of proportion and it's wrong. Close your toilet lid to keep your bathroom clean. That's what it's about. In fact, when we can, I love to have a toilet in its own little separate room, not near the vanity where all the personal items are, not near the towel. But you know, you don't always have that choice. You live where you live. But you're not flushing more money down the toilet unless you literally put money in the toilet and then flush it. So move away from that. Have no fear. Do not look at a house and panic because you suddenly see a toilet that you think is in a wealth area. First of all, have me check it. I'll tell you whether that's a wealth area and if we have to do anything specific. So off you go about your day, knowing that you've just had a myth debunked and you do not need to worry about toilets. They are just fine. And if you're curious about the feng shui of your home, reach out to me. I'm happy to chat anytime and make sure that your home meets period 9 feng shui principles and that your wealth is protected. All right. I shall see you another day. Toodle pips, guys. Toodle pips.